Chapter 18. As it happened, like the encounter with the lollipops, this was another incident from the journey, Joshua Valiente's first exploration of the deep, long earth in the company of Lobsang, all of 4 decades before. An incident never fully reported, a tall tale now resurrected, spun, and whispered into ears across the long earth, all to further the next's purpose. This was around a couple of weeks into the journey. Joshua had already made the remarkable, if disquieting, discovery of the lollipops, an unexpected new breed of humanoid. Joshua woke one morning to find the twain stepping halted. They were in the western section of what would later be called the Corn Belt, Earth-West 314,159. It said something for Joshua's exhaustion that he hadn't noticed the stop, and when he glanced out of the windows, he saw immediately why Lobsang had called a halt at this particular world. A world like a bowling ball, utterly smooth under a cloudless, deep blue sky.
"A joker, like we saw before," Joshua said.
"Indeed," Lobsang glanced at a tablet. "The last was at West 115,572. I thought this time we both ought to take a look."
"We, Lobsang?"
"I'm allowed some curiosity." He smiled. "Don't worry, Joshua. I am sure I'm safe in your hands."
They stood in nothingness. No, not quite. Joshua let go of the ladder from the hovering airship and took a tentative step forward. He was on a plain, a flat surface, featureless, a soft eggshell blue. Above him, the sky was a white abstraction, a dome. He took another step, turned around. As far as he could see, this empty plain stretched away in every direction to a misty horizon under that sky. It was like an artifact, not a world. An abstraction, and inverted, white above, sky blue below. In the middle of it stood 2 grimy humans, or 1 and a simulation. They cast no shadows, Joshua saw now. The light was diffuse, that empty sky illuminating the land, although for all he knew it could be the other way around. Lobsang looked just as baffled as Joshua felt. He stepped forward, clapped his hands, shouted, "Hello!" The sounds were swallowed up without echoes. Joshua looked around uncertainly.
"What is this, Lobsang?"
"There have been accounts of worlds like this," Lobsang said, "including the one we found. Cueballs, travellers are calling them. A kind of joker, an eerie place you'd hurry through."
"A flaw in the long earth, then?"
"Maybe, or..."
"Yes?"
"This is my wild theorizing, Joshua. Some kind of intersection. I mean, with another long world, like 2 necklaces crossing over at this one place."
Historians would note Lobsang's remarkable prescience in this remark, given that at this point in the journey, the pair had not yet encountered Sally Lindsay, Queen of the Soft Places. Then again, the extent of Lobsang's knowledge was always a mystery.
2 worlds crossing.
"Worlds merging somehow," Lobsang went on, "mingling, until you're left with this, abstraction. All that's left is what they have in common, the most basic features."
He jumped a couple of inches in the air.
"Gravity. This world has mass, then. Size. We could measure the distance to that horizon if we bothered. It's like a mathematical model, not a world at all. A set of numbers with no detail."
"Like an emulation in a computer game,"
Lobsang sighed.
"Joshua, I am like an emulation in a computer game."
"Then why the glow, the blue ground?"
Lobsang stared around.
"It's like the stuff everything else is made of. The light that shines behind reality, giving it substance." "Don't look at me like that, Joshua. You should remember, my cognitive capacity is rather larger than yours. My processing speed's orders of magnitude faster. I have a lot of time to think, even while people like you are talking.
Fair enough.
And I think about the nature of the long earth, even about platonic realities. And...
And then you smoke a bit more? Lobsang said nothing. Come on, we've logged it, let's move on.
Joshua reached out for the ladder to the airship. But Lobsang was standing a little way away and staring into the air.
Joshua, look at this.
They were like raindrops, perhaps. Mist particles. All around Lobsang, perfectly spherical droplets of water hung in the air, quite stationary. In retrospect, 2030, when he had gone exploring with Lobsang, had been a pretty good year for Joshua Valiente. It had even made him famous. That wasn't how 2070 was turning out.